Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's Violet Benson, your favorite meme queen and the big sis you didn't ask for but need. Welcome to Almost Adulting.
Almost Adulting. Almost Adulting.
Are you ready?
Hi, besties, and welcome to a brand new Almost Adulting, the largest self-love podcast and movement, your number one destination for personal growth and mental health. I'm your big sister and your host, Violetta. Welcome to a brand new episode. If you're wondering, what's going on? Why are we releasing another random episode this week? Well, it's not so random because today I'm sharing with you a small little part from my premium podcast, which lives live on supercast.almostadulting.com, where you get extra episodes every single week on my premium podcast. So today, you will get to listen to a small part from that podcast. If you like the episode and you want to listen to the rest of it, then you will have to go to the link in my description, in my bio, on supercast.almostadulting.com to listen to the rest. This small part is all about goodbyes and why he doesn't want you and how to change your perspective on the fact that he doesn't want you. So let's dive in. One of the most common questions I tend to get from you guys is, why doesn't he want me? And as much as I can give you a million and five reasons, and we still will never find out because we are not in that person's head. So all you can do is guess. And when you guess, you make an ass out of you and me, okay? So don't do that. So what if I told you to change your perspective on that? Don't look at it from the perspective of, why doesn't he want me? Maybe it's because he doesn't want me because there's something wrong with me, or I did something wrong, blah, blah. Think of it as, he doesn't want me because of whatever is going on with him, which has nothing to do with me. And the truth is, if he wanted to, in any situation in life, he would. But when someone keeps showing you over and over and over again that you are not their number one choice, that they do not want you, maybe it is finally time to listen. You have to understand, people make choices every single day in life, and it's not that different from the coffee choice that they're making to choosing you or not choosing you. And sometimes people will not straight up tell you that they're not choosing you, but their actions will show you. So when someone makes a choice that's obvious, when they don't show up for you, when they constantly are putting you second, when they are not choosing us, it is time to listen, because now you too have a choice, and that choice is moving on, or of course trying to sit for 75 hours and figuring out, well, if I just play back every single moment in my life for meeting this person, maybe then I can dissect and figure out exactly at what point they stopped giving a shit about me. Maybe it was the day they met you, because maybe they never actually cared about you. We are never ready to see stuff until we're finally ready to see it, okay? Sometimes everyone around you can see something that you won't, because you don't want to, because you have some fairy tale in your head and you are just looking for someone to play the lead in that fairy tale. And the person standing in front of you may actually be the wrong person for that role, but you're not paying attention because you just want them to fill it. So Something that I have always said to myself when I'm dealing with a wishy-washy dating situation or a wishy-washy man is that I was fine before this person came into my life, and I will be just as fine when they're gone. And that quote-unquote fine state of being, that is your stability. That is what keeps you grounded. Remember that feeling next time when you get all tied up in your emotions, you will be fine. We can't change a man, but we can change the man. Does that make sense? If you've already created a fairy tale and you already have all the other actors for your fairy tale, and all you have right now is that you just need someone to play your male lead, you can't change the current person that you hired that's no longer a good fit, but you can change the person playing that role. Does that make sense? You can't change a man if he doesn't want to, but you can change the man, aka you replace him with someone else, someone that's a better fit in your fairy tale, okay? And the last thing I will leave you with is probably to change your perspective when it comes to goodbyes. Instead of being sad about goodbyes, be thankful that you are finally free to find someone new. Be thankful that you were finally set free from the pain and the heartache and the hardships and the agony of wondering, why won't this person return my calls? Why are they not putting as much effort? Why does it feel like they lost interest? Why does it feel like they're playing with my heart? Why does it feel like I'm more invested? Ugh, when you finally let go, that will finally free you from the pain, from the agony, and it will free you to find someone new. So you're gonna have to get used to saying goodbye until you will finally find the right person. Goodbyes will eventually start to feel and be less painful once you will realize that it actually opens up room for your person, for the right person, the person you're meant to be with, to come through the door, the person who will fight for you. It will never make you feel crazy, like you're asking for too much. They will never make you wonder, do they even like you? Or why do you even bother at times? But the right person doesn't feel that way, especially not in the beginning when it's supposed to be the honeymoon stage. So be happy when someone is dumb enough to let you go, because that means you're one step closer to your person. You can't hold on to someone or force them to love you, because the truth is, the tighter you hold on to them, the more they will want to run away. It's in our DNA, especially in men's DNA. All you can do is love people to the best of your abilities and hope that they appreciate your love and feel the same way. I never want you to feel regret for giving your love to people, because it just means you're such a loving person. You should never stop loving just because someone else doesn't know how to. And sometimes when you're giving love to people, regardless if they deserve it or not, you may not know it, but they may need it more than you'll ever know. Even if it wasn't reciprocated, I promise you the love always comes back full circle. The love that you gave away, eventually it will come back to you in some shape or form. So never stop being the loving and open person that you are. Don't harden your heart just because of a few awful people that you've met in your life. They may have needed that love more than you'll ever know. So keep putting love into the universe, because I promise you, eventually it will come back double the size. And that is it for now. I hope you enjoyed that small little part from my full episode on Violetta's Diaries, Why He Doesn't Want You. If you want to listen to the rest of the episode, feel free to subscribe to my premium podcast, where you get extra episodes every single week on Supercast, www.almostadulting.com. The link is also available in the description bio of today's episode. I hope this, even the small little part, even if you don't subscribe to my premium podcast, puts your heart at ease and allows you to free yourself. Okay? I love you. Have a beautiful day, and I'll see you next week. Bye, besties.